Our
kind Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for your grace and mercy that is continuing with us in these meetings. We thank you for the morning session and the great outpouring of your presence. Lord, it's so much God the devil annoyed until he tried to make sure that we cannot communicate together. But his purpose has been defeated.
Amen.
We are grateful unto you. Amen. Thank you for bringing us together again.
Amen.
Thank you for the worship service.
Amen.
Special numbers. Thank you for the song leader. We thank you for users of instruments.
Amen.
And we thank you for your children who are worshiping in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
May our worship be acceptable in your sight.
Amen.
Leave ourselves in your hand again this evening, that you deal with us as it seems fit in your sight.
Amen.
You are the potter, and we are the clay.
Amen.
Lord, may you break us, mend us, mold us, fill us, and reuse us for your own glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Help your servant.
Amen.
Lord, take him apart as a human being.
Amen.
You have put a gift in him to be a blessing to your people.
Amen.
May you specially anoint the gift this evening to the glory and the honor of your name.
Amen.
Thank you, Eternal Father.
Thank you, Lord.
That at the end of this service, we will still record greater testimonies.
Amen.
To your own glory.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
God bless you richly.
You
could just be seated for 1 minute.
You
are in the closing period in the afternoon when I was trying to introduce the ministers that came in. I thought one of the ministers have been introduced before, so we jumped in.
Gbatafe Paris ni owuro ni won gbianju ati fi awon ojise Olorun to ese de han wa won ro ko ojise Olorun kan to de pe won ti fi won han wa sugbon ya se won fi won han wa.
Of course, he's a mature man of God that understood the situation. And we don't tell Christians not to be annoyed. But we can only say sorry. Which we have done that. So I'd like to introduce to you a precious pastor from
Abeokuta,
from Solid Rock Tabernacle.
Solid Rock Tabernacle.
Pastor Ike O. Osho. He will mention the
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm Pastor Elijah Praise Kendi Osho. Solid Rock and Tabernacle. And if the pastor will allow me, our friend sent his greetings. He told me to send the greetings, and that's Pastor Bosworth, who is currently now in London. And just as I was coming in, another friend called me. That's Pastor Oluwole Olosogun from Port Harcourt. He was even telling me the clothes I wear where I sat down. I said, oh, he's actually wanted to be around, but trusting God, he's going to be around next year. God bless you, saints.
Amen.
Yeah. So those two people, they get double delivery of their messages because I'd earlier delivered their messages before. God bless you richly. So we are here trusting the Lord for another round of blessings. And by the grace of God this evening, we'll be having Pastor Joshua Feisho from
Ijebu-Ode
to be a blessing unto us. As we rise up on our feet, we sing, reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by.
Oluwa, bo se nre koja lo.
Reach out and touch the Lord. reach out and touch the Lord. I reach out and touch the Lord. I have found it's not too busy.
To that rock of ages. We are very grateful, Lord Jesus, because both in heaven and in earth, there is no one like you. You are the only one that can say yes, and it will mean yes. And when you say no, there's nobody that can change it. Thank you, because your thought towards us is a good thought. To give us an expected hand.
Amen.
We are so grateful, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, if all the ears of our head is tongues, they are not enough to praise you. But we are happy because we have you as our Father.
Amen.
We are happy because we have you as our Savior.
Amen.
We are happy because we have you as our Redeemer.
Amen.
We are happy because we have you as our suppliers.
Amen.
We are happy because we have you as our comforter.
Amen.
Lord, we say, blessed be to your holy name.
Hallelujah.
You are so great, Lord Jesus, that heaven could not contain you. And you say the earth is your footstool. And Lord, Jehovah Father, you will become so little, and you make our heart to be your abode, Lord. A place where you can sit and control the affairs of our life. Lord, there's no any privilege could be greater than this. We are so grateful, Heavenly Father. Lord, from the bottom of our hearts, we say, blessed be to your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, tonight, the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts, let them be acceptable in thy sight.
Amen.
If there's anything contrary in our life, we apply the blood tonight, Father. May you cleanse us, eternal Father. Make us perfectly whole, Lord. Lord, your prophet taught us to confess our sin and we pray them under the blood. He said there's no anything enemy can do about it anymore. Therefore, tonight we confess our failures, our mistake, our errors, our inability, our unbelief. May you just take absolute control. Guide us and lead us through, Father. Let your riches of blessing be our portion tonight. Amen. Thank you for the commencement of the service from Thursday. Thank you for Friday. Thank you for today. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for this evening again. May you take glory unto yourself.
Amen.
Let the blessing be for thy people.
Amen.
Bless all your servants here, Father.
Amen.
Bless the whole church, King of Glory.
Amen.
Bless our dear pastor, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Bless the instrumentalist, O Lord.
Amen.
Bless the officers at their various post of duty.
Amen.
Those who are in the kitchen, may your blessing never leave them behind.
Amen.
May you just have your way in our life.
Amen.
Tonight, Lord Jesus, may you move through the midst of your people.
Amen.
May you anoint with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May you restore the backsliders.
Amen.
Let the sinner be ashamed of themselves.
Amen.
May you take us to higher height.
Amen.
Take glory unto yourself.
Amen.
And let the blessing be for us. Thank you, Eternal Father.
Blessed
be to your holy name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you just say amen?
Amen.
I want something better than that. Can you just say amen?
Amen.
Yeah, that is better.
Yeah, it is.
We should do something that we give Satan knockout. And that is the reason that we are here. God bless you. Maybe sit here a little while. I want to thank the Almighty God for this year's convention, for making it possible for every one of us to be here. May his name be praised forevermore. We appreciate Almighty God for journey mercies like granted unto us. And for these 40 years, he has been gracious to us. There's no casualty. God have been faithful. May his name be praised forevermore. May God continue to give us more grace to trust him more and more. I want to appreciate the Almighty God for our host pastor. Yes, which is the GOC. The GOC, General Officer Commanding. Yes, we are in the barrack of Almighty God. And we have a high rank there too. So we pray that Almighty God will renew his strength. God bless you, sir. I want to appreciate the associate pastors. I want to appreciate our great evangelist. God bless you, sir. Appreciate every one of you. All the ministers in the local assembly. All the officers. May God richly bless you. Your labor of love will never be in vain. Almighty God will reward you. I want to appreciate all the able ministers of the New Testament. God's grace upon their lives. May God richly bless every one of you, sir. Yes, like the preacher said in the morning, it's a privilege to be here. And I want to appreciate that. Especially to stand before the heritage of God. There's no people upon the surface of the earth are greater than you people sitting down here. You are the one controlling the world. So this gathering here is better than Astro Rock. It's greater than this city, Washington. DC, Washington. Because we are the children of Almighty God. And say, wherever two or three gather together in his name, he will be there in their midst. As you have made it down here this year, more of God's blessing will continue to flow in your lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bring greeting from home. We have a few people that could not be able to make it down. They say, I should greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is the greatest name on the
earth.
It's the greatest name anywhere in the world. There's no name that is greater than that. So I bring greeting to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We also appreciate all our invisible audience, people that join online. May God bless every one of you. If you have your relations, your friends, your colleagues, your co-workers, whatever, I think this opportunity for you to give them chance to also hear the message. Just share the link with them. Even if they have problems, encourage them. Let them come online. And I believe God will grant their heart desire in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you once again. I'm happy to be here. Shall we just stand on our feet? Let's read from the words of God. Let's turn to the Genesis chapter 15. Genesis is the seed chapter. Verse 1-7. After this thing, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, since I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast not given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thy heir, but he that shall come forth after thy own bowels shall be thy heir. Amen. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven and tell the stars, he thou shalt be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. Amen. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of the hall of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. Amen. Okay. Turn also with me to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. We read verse 12-16. Romans chapter 4. From verse 12. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of circumcision only, but also walk in the step of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had yet been uncircumcised. For if the wish of law be ears, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Last verse. Therefore it is of faith, that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but that also which of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his holy word. God bless you. You may be seated. This evening, by the special grace of Almighty God, we want to study together on this little title, the faith of Abraham and his seeds after him through his royal seed, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe the Lord has been blessing us. From the arrival to the convention, the redeemable, then on Friday,
the
science seeker, then also in the evening, the preacher came and also trying to prove to us by the message of the hour that what can happen in our life when we are in his presence. And this morning again, God cap it all by bringing to our attention the divine promises of God for this hour. Something that relevant to what the situation of our country is. And you look as if Brother Joseph has used all my scriptures. He has cleared the grant. And I was just taking one, he was preaching. I say, wow, the spirit of the Lord is the same. So I pray that these things will not just be passing over our heads. You should go on with something tangible. Now tonight, by God's grace, we want to speak about the faith of Abraham and his seed after him through the royal seed, Jesus Christ. What type of faith that Abraham had in Almighty God? Is he a mental faith? Or something that he just make believe? Because we need to understand it in order for us to be able to stand in line. And I believe the Lord has been spoken to us one after the other by the servant of God. And this is the period that your faith and my faith is supposed to rise. God never called you to be a stagnated believer. And a perpetual infant is an embarrassment to God. So God wants you to grow every time. He wants you to walk in this perfect way. And you cannot walk in this way until God ordain it. And if God ordain it, he must give you the understanding. Now, what is faith? According to Hebrews chapter 11, he gave us a definition of faith. He said, faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He said, by it the elders obtained a report. He said, through faith we understand that this world, the cosmos, everything
everything that we see in the world, they were made by the words of God.
They
said there was nothing that was made that was never made by the words of God. And when he got to verse 6 of that chapter 11,
he
said those that coming to him,
he
said they must believe that he is, and he said the order of those who diligently seek him. Why are you here tonight? Because you are diligently seeking him. Why are you in this conversion? Why are you hungry to be here? Why are you thirsty to be here? Because you know that you need him. And Brother Bam says, when we take God by his word, when we take God by his word, every impossibility will become possible.
So,
the only thing you need to do, the only thing that God requests you to do, the only thing require you to do, is just to believe.
They
say, if that can believe, all things are possible. That Elijah of this day, he gave us a definition of faith. Yes, he said faith is a long range vision.
It
doesn't lower his sight. You use it to see something very far away from you. You don't use it to look at the something around you. That reason the prophet of God says, your five senses, your eyes, your nose, your taste, your feeling, he said God gave them to you to contact your earthly home. You can't use it to trust God. But
a man
said, what you need to use to trust God is the sixth sense, which is nothing but perfect faith. Now listen to this from the message, why cry? Why cry? Speak. 630714. Paragraph 161. Except for you see, faith see what God wants done. Yes. Faith we see it. I hope this goes in. Faith doesn't look at the present time. Faith doesn't see this year. Faith look to see what God wants. And it works accordingly. That is what faith does. It is what God wants. And God wants done. And what God wants done. Yeah, that is what faith do. Faith operate through that. Faith is a long range vision. It doesn't lower his sight. He holds to the target. Any good shooter knows that. It is long range. It is a telescope. It is a binocular. You don't look around here. You don't use it to look around here. You don't use binocular to look to see what time it is. You don't use it that. But you use binocular to look away off. And faith does that. Faith does that. Faith pick God's binocular. Yeah, both of them. The New and the Old Testament. He said he put both sides. The New and Old Testament. And he sees every promise that he made. He sees it yonder. And faith choose that regardless of what present tense says here. Whatever the situation may be, Fred doesn't look at that. He look at the words of God. He look at the promise of God. And it hold onto that. He look at the hands. He doesn't drop his sight down to look this way. He looks out yonder. He keep the cross ear dead center on the wall. That is what faith does. That is the faith that is in a man that does those things. That is what God is expecting from you and
I.
Now, according to the book of Genesis that we read, God called Abraham. Abraham was not the one that called himself. It was God that called Abraham. It was God that chose him. It was God that elected him. It was God that ordained him. It was God that predestinated him. And it was God that saw him the path he's supposed to follow. Now don't forget, Abraham was also an idol worshiper. When he was in
Mesopotamia,
he was an idol worshiper. But Abraham says, for us to understand that, he said, when we also follow Jacob, down to
Mesopotamia,
or to Haran, when he was in that place, and he was coming back, one of the wife by the name of Rachel, he stole the idol of the father. It was that the same condition that God called Abraham house. And Abraham obeyed God. Abraham believed God. The same way he called you and I. And we also obey him. And we believe him. We take him by his way. And we follow him. And he told Abraham, I'm going to show you a land. And in that land, that is where I want you to dwell. And on that land, I will give it to you and to your seed after you as a possession. And but the man said, when God called you, he called you from a total separation from every unbelief. You must separate yourself. But the man said, sometimes, even from your relations, sometimes from your old associates, sometimes from your family, it's a total separation. And Abraham obeyed. And he came out. But let us know one thing. Every child that comes to God, they must chastise. God must chastise them. God must try their faith. He had to try your faith. He had to try my faith. He didn't tempt us. God doesn't tempt us. He tried our faith. He tried the faith of Abraham. And he told Abraham, I'm going to give you a child. And that child is the one that is going to inherit everything that I gave to you. And the Bible says, Abraham believed him. And it was imputed to him for righteousness. And every seed of Abraham, every seed of Abraham, they must also believe God the same way. The same way your father Abraham believed God, that is the same way you must believe God. The same way Abraham served God, that is the way we must serve God. The same way God gave Abraham revelation. In the same way that God wants to give you revelation. Now, don't forget, but Abraham said, faith is a revelation. And the Bible says, by faith, ye are saved. And it is the grace of God. So, without faith, you cannot please him. Without faith, you cannot walk with him. Without faith, you can't achieve anything. Abraham doesn't need to take care of himself. He doesn't need to think of how tomorrow is going to be. He had to walk by faith, not by sight, but by if faith is a revelation, then you need God to reveal it to you. So, in another word, faith is also a mystery. And what is a mystery? But I must say, a mystery is a something that was previously hidden. But now reveal. And he said, despite that revelation, he said there is this supernatural element remain hidden. Despite that revelation, there is this supernatural element remain hidden. And in the message, the Feast of the Trumpet, paragraph 127, but about say, children of light, watch more unfolding. He had to unfold himself to you day by day. So God never called you to be stagnated. Now, in a promise that God gave to Abraham, Abraham believed God. And it was imputed to him for righteousness. In the book of Genesis that we read, he asked God, as a human being, God, I've been working with you. We don't know how many years, not Genesis chapter 15. You see, Eliezer of Damascus, he's got to be here of all this thing that you gave to me. And God said, no, it will not be Eliezer. Except for the one that came out from your bowel. Except for you to be sure, go and count the stars in the air. If you are able to count them, except then you will be able to number your children. And Abraham looked at it. A father couldn't count it. So, what happened now, brethren? That gave an assurance to Abraham that truly God is faithful. Men and brethren, we are serving the same God. We are serving the same God. If you also can believe him, you can take him by his words. But now let us look at it this way. When Abraham believed that promise, you know, in Genesis chapter 12, Abraham was called. And now the same chapter 12, the Bible says he backslided. Yes, he went to Egypt. I believe it was when he went to Egypt. That was where he got Haggai. And for the period that he was in Egypt, either in vision or in dreams, either in vision or dream. God never talked to Abraham. And Brother Bob says, until you come to your homeland, until you come to your homeland, which is the message of the hour, which is the message of the hour, it will look as if your life is fruitless. You must come back home. Oh, you said, but I've been in church for how many years now? That is not what we are talking about. You can be in church and your mind may not be there. Your heart is not there. You are only present for present's sake. And that is the reason people can be in church for many years. No water baptism. And you are coming to church. Communion night, you will run away. And Jesus Christ said, if you don't partake of it, you have no part in me. Oh, my. But the Bible says, there are three ordinances that God ordained for the church. I say, water baptism, communion, and feet washing. Now, if you are not partaker of it, you are coming to church. You are coming to church. You don't baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know that is the right thing. But you are saying you are waiting for another vindication. Which vindication can be better than the words of God? The preacher will stand behind the pulpit on Wednesday. You attend prayer meeting. Fiji, you are there. Fiji, you are there. Fiji. You are there. Confession, you are there. For how long? Is that the promise of God for your life? Is that the desire of God for your life? God says, your way is not my way. Your thought is not my thought. As earth is far away from heaven, it says also, your way and your my way, yes, it's far away from the ways of God. But God's way must become our way. God's thought must become our thoughts. If you don't follow the Bible principle, if you don't follow the message principle, how can the promise of God fulfill in your life? And our son says, we are the word made flesh today. This is what the scripture says. This is the promise of God for us. Or you are not sure of yourself. Are you not sure of yourself? Are you not sure of your calling? Are you not sure of the message? Are you not sure of the promise? If you are walking zigzag, if you stand between two opinions, you are still standing between two opinions. You are putting yourself in problem. And your life is in danger. You must be baptized in water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost for the promise is unto you and to your children and to them that are far off. If you don't baptize, no Holy Ghost. Let's give a little protoplasma stimulation here. If you father and you don't have Holy Ghost, pastor of the house, what do you expect from your followers?
Baba, don't say pastor, could let me mimo.
What are you teaching your congregation? You want to tell your children to have the Holy Ghost?
They
will tell you that, daddy, what you don't have is what you are asking us to have. A preacher told us here this morning. Is that how they used to tell them fast and fast and fast? And then we argue, then we do everything. But when the time comes, he realized that he has to do it. No wonder the Bible says, teach your children the way you should go. When he grows up, they will not depart from that way. He be the path. Whatever you are taught him, will never depart from him. You have seen a practical manifestation of that. I want to say, may God bless every good father. And you that you are not good as well, may God give you spiritual awakening. May God take you away from that your condition. You know, one time Brabham was in onto trip. He said he saw a tortoise. And he picked it. They say he did everything to make that tortoise to come out from the shell. But tortoise refused. They say he put it inside water. Instead of it to come out, it was just only bubbling that was coming out. And Brother Man was thinking, what am I going to do? They said the Holy Ghost told him, prepare fire. Put fire on the back. But the one said, prepare fire. He put it on the back. Blow it and blow it. But the man said, before you know what happened, body and the hands, they come out from the chair. Many of us, we are in that condition. And many a time, when your pastor preaches like that, or any of the ministers, you get offended. And Jesus Christ says, blessed are those people that not offended in me. No wonder many a times you carry your ministers and your pastor to the family altar and you slice them. How he collected money from you? The car that he bought. Your own contribution to it. I know my contribution in the presence of your children. Don't worry. When they have Holy Ghost, they will fight you back. While you are preaching your sermon to them, I will be praying that God will fill them with the Holy Spirit. Maybe one of these days, will stand behind the pulpit. He, the father, Abra Joseph had been doing something wrong. That is how Holy Ghost will bring it out. Do you know there are some things when the Holy Ghost gets a hold of you, you can't hide it? You want to hide it, you can't hide it. Brother Bam says, the same Holy God that wrote the Bible, it is the same Holy God that preached the message, it is the same Holy God that is echoing the message. Because we are messenger of the same message. Brother Bam says, if you are not the Holy God that wrote the Bible, David will never put in the Bible that he committed adultery. David will never do that. But the Holy Ghost, you have been in church for years. What is your contribution to the development of your local assembly? Sometimes your pastor will sick. You won't even have time to pray. You will still be fighting one another. Are you an
fire
killer? Why do you give yourself to Satan? You give yourself to Satan. So we will never agree. We will fight to finish. What is your contribution to the development of that local assembly? If Abraham had been behaving like that, he will never become father of faith. Oh my. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But Abraham says, it was Sarah that doubted the promise. It was not
Abraham.
It was never
Abraham.
It was never Abraham.
Abraham.
The Bible said he believed. And it was imputed to him for righteousness. But
Sarah,
after they came out from Egypt, he looked at the promise. He looked at what the husband is saying. Every day in family altar, God said we are going to have child. God said we are going to have baby. 10 years, 15 years, 16, 17, 18, no child. Sarah told Abraham.
Sarah was of Abraham.
Say, okay, honey. You know, this
one
you have been talking about is very good. In fact, for the past 40 years, we have been hearing about him in convention. I know there's nothing impossible for him. But while we are waiting, why don't you tell this Agai? Why don't you take Agai? Yes, and go in unto her. And when she get that baby, I will carry the baby on my
ass.
And Abraham obeyed. Abraham to never find out from God.
Abraham no go wide lato the Lord.
But you see God's grace. He didn't ask God. He obeyed his wife. And Abraham went in unto Hagar.
Abraham was a wallet or Hagar.
Can you see the work of the enemy? Just only once. The result came out. And the scripture says, as soon as Agai knew that she was pregnant, she despised her mistress. God gave you a promise. And you said God cannot do it. Through you. That promise that God gave to you. And you are not looking at another person. That person, if he can do it through that person, that you also benefit out of it. You are a liar. And because of that,
Sarah
treated Hagar according to her attitude.
And he
has to run away. But God told her along the way, go back and humble thyself. Humble thyself before thy mistress. And she came back home. But do you know that singular mistake from
Mama Sarah
is what putting problem on the promised land till now. Isaac and Ishmael, they are on one another's truth. And do you know that singular mistake make every firstborn in the lineage of Abraham to lose the birthright? Ishmael lost it.
Ishmael is on.
He came to
Isaac.
Esau lost it.
Esau
lost it. Jacob got it. Even in the lineage of Jacob, Reuben lost it. That singular mistake of unbelief But Abraham says, unbelief will never hinder God. It will only hinder unbelievers. Unbelief will never stop God. He will still fulfill his promise. I don't care how many people tonight that go against the words of God. I don't care how many people that say it cannot be fulfilled. Believer has to believe it. Believer has to confess it. And you stay by it. And God will bring it to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is calling you and high. To stand according to his promise. To believe his word. To march on in the step of the grace. To march on in the step of the gospel. He doesn't call you to come and disbelieve him. They call you to take him by his word. They call you to believe his word. And when you do that, God will vindicate his word. In your life and in my life. Now, do we realize that every year that the people of God organize this convention is to wash their hand clean. To wash their
hand.
We all know how hard the country is. Sometimes ago, I just sat down and was thinking, how much money is going to be spent? And this is the convention you come. Accommodation free. Food free. Toilet free. Water free. Everything free.
Enough.
Even salvation is not free. But they give it to us free. And you think that, oh, what we need to do is just to come to this place to come and make a new friend? Sister, how do you hear?
This is your face. Hey, now your face begins.
Bro, I can't even talk to
you. Oh, bro, you are becoming cheeky.
Wow. I used to tell them at home. Sometimes when those chiefs are coming out and people are praising you, they're supposed to check your life. A spiritual thermometer.
Maybe you are deflated
spiritually.
You
know a tubeless tire. A tubeless tire.
A tire.
You can use it for 1 month.
Oh, the low voice will come.
And we'll be deflecting little by little. You'll be wasting your money.
Oh my, gauge it. Eba me gauge it.
The best thing is to remove it.
Do you have something to call your?
Let for Ghana sash it out.
For Gakwa, we will be talking your job.
Stop the leakage.
Come on, your job, man.
I don't say you should not come here to make friends. Even as minister, we appreciate you. Know that but I'm telling you, this is opportunity for you. Opportunity for you to call on God. Sometimes the same way we did in our local assembly. That is the same attitude we brought to confession. Some service is going on. Many of you will still be in
hostel.
Say what concern me about that? The one that concern me is what I'm talking about. If you are doing it at home, it's your personal problem. But if you do it, it's a problem of every one of us. Brothers, sisters, let us check our lives. Why are you here? Why am I here? The promise of God to the seed of Abraham is to have the same faith that God gave to Abraham. And the only way to have that faith
is
how to be through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because according to the promise of God, yes, in Genesis chapter 22,
he said,
in thy seed, only one seed, the nations of the earth shall be blessed. But the man said, God never fulfilled that promise in
Isaac.
He fulfilled it in the Lord Jesus Christ. It was through the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. The royal seed of
Abraham
that the nation of the earth was blessed. If you are in that covenant, if you are in that promise, every aspect of your life will be dictated by the message of the
hour.
I'm not saying you are 100% perfect. Matthew 5:48.
They
said, be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. But the man said, how can we be perfect? It's when we are in the sinless Son of God.
It's
your perfect sacrifice.
It's
the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. You know, in the Old Testament, when a worshiper come to the temple and he brought his lamb to the priest, he will lay his hand upon the lamb and transfer his sin upon the lamb.
It's
now the priest will take it from him and will slaughter it.
They
say, as life is going out of that animal, as life is going out of that sacrifice,
he
said the worshiper will be looking at it and will be thinking in his mind, thinking in his heart, that if not because of this lamb, I am the one that's supposed to die, but this lamb has died for me, this sacrifice has died for me. But the Bible told us, as soon as he leave that place, the consciousness of sin, we arose in his mind. And the Bible says they were never perfect. The priest and the high priest, none of them were perfect. The sanctuary itself was not perfect. The sanctuary. The covenant was not perfect. The testament was not perfect. Paul Apostle explained that to us in the book of Hebrews.
He
said even the high priest, they had to enter into the holiest of holy once in a year. And when he's going to that place, he must have a blood in a charger. And the Bible says, every precious, every material that in that holiest of holies, they had to sprinkle them with the blood. He sprinkled them with the blood. He cannot say, the children of Israel cannot say, the high priest cannot say, we did it last year. This year we don't have time.
He
had to be year by year. But because it was not perfect, God had to turn away with it. Then over 2,000 years ago, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God that came from the mind of God, that came from the throne of God, he stepped into the surface of the earth, a walk on the street of Galilee, a walk in Nazareth, a walk on the sea. He proved to be Almighty God. And the messenger of that day, by the name of John, John, when he saw him, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away of the world, that taketh away the sin of the world." And this Lamb of God, he went to the sea and went to the river to be baptized. But the man said, "Why should I have to be baptized? I never committed any sin." They were the only son of God without sin. But he have trials. But without sin. In a message, he behooved to fulfill all righteousness. He said, why he has to be baptized?
Why?
Because the baptism is out of repentance. But this man has nothing to repent of. That was the reason he told the people of his day, who can accuse me of sin? What is sin?
Excuse
me. What is sin? Unbelief. Unbelief in the words of God. And by the Bible say, when he got to the river, he met the prophets. Almighty God, the creator of heaven and the earth. Wow. If Jesus did not break protocol, how can you break protocol and you tell me you make heaven? The prophet told him, his prophet, he said, why do you come to me to come and baptize?
I am the
one that's supposed to come to you. It was not a statement from the tip of tongue of John the Baptist. He mean what he was saying. Do you know how many years he was in the wilderness to study the words of God? And God told him, that
Messiah
is already in your midst. He will come and baptize. And when he comes, the Spirit of the Lord will descend on him and he will abide there. Know that he will come and he will
pray with him. He will come and pray with him.
Jesus Christ said,
yes, we pray.
It behooveth us
to
fulfill all righteousness. Somebody to be
sown.
Which righteousness of God are you fulfilling in your local assembly? In the message in visible union of Jesus Christ, preach in
1965.
Yes, 11:25. Paragraph 101. But the Bible says, it said the natural woman have three sacred responsibility, three sacred trust that God committed to her.
We pay obiri ti abinu eran ara yi o oni awon ase meta ti Olorun gbe lowo ti o godo baje.
To our motherhood, to our fortune, and to our husband.
Ati ase pe oko enikan na lo ni ara e.
I said, now, the spiritual woman,
which
is the bride of Jesus Christ, she also has three sacred trusts that God committed to her. She should not defile it. But
I must
say, responsibility to the
word.
Sacred responsibility to the words of God. To prayer.
Adura gbigba
ato Christ
ati si Christi
tiri sacred responsibility
awon oju se meta mimo ti Olorun fi fun ijo.
Our prayer meeting today has become another thing entirely.
Ipade adura wa o ti didakuda.
When we say, let us pray, That is the time to sleep.
Ah, je ki asun le elomi gbo.
Right inside the church.
Ninu ijo.
You were even snoring.
O ti mo ma horun papa.
Like hold the lorry.
E mo ma so bi oko agbegi lodo to ngugi to ngori oke.
Yes, that could not climb it.
Eh, bi so ti o le roke gun.
When did you write the message last? Agapo tablet is in the hands of everybody now.
Agapo tablet.
But our handsets is more important to run than that
Agapo tablet.
Somebody has brought me a question. How can we get the past in the things of God? He said by reading the word and pray daily. Family altar is zero. A preacher was saying in the morning, when things are going on very fine, sisters, even your dances in the church will be different. But let God just try the family a little. Sometimes God uses it to try us.
You
want to know your behavior, your reaction.
You
want to see your attitude. Are you going to behave like your father Abraham? If this was easy for Abraham, Abraham will never pass leader twice.
Abraham,
but a man says the will of the Lord doesn't lead to pleasant things. But the scripture says all things work together for good for them that love the Lord. And there's hunger, and there's perish, and there's no job, and there's no money, no school fees, no can even pay house rent. Nobody pray for it. Let me tell you this. Your wrong attitude. Your wrong attitude toward the promise of God in this age is a poverty elongation. Instead of poverty elevation, don't you know that your attitude
is
determining what you are going to get from God? But the man said that the same body of Jesus Christ that the Roman soldier slapped and he didn't feel anything. It was that the same body that a woman of blood of issue saw the hem of the garment. And Jesus says, I perceive virtue left me. Romans said, virtue is power. Even our earthly father, if you want to collect something from them, if you go with wrong attitude, you can't get it. Look at our children. They don't even want to know. Maybe you have money or you don't have money.
Well,
when they were still very young. When they were still very young. They said, Daddy, go to your bank.
When Baba, look, when the bank here.
They said, we should bring our school fees. Daddy, I'm not going tomorrow.
Daddy, I'm not going tomorrow.
He doesn't know anything.
Go kill him,
mommy. I'm feeling hungry, mommy.
Mommy, you've been by me.
Mommy, go and make food.
Mommy, I love Dana.
Even many of us, where we are going, when we are growing up, even confront your parents, your father, your mother.
Hello,
say, Daddy, please get a job doing.
Hello,
and that man will never say, you are no longer my son.
Yes, sir, sir. Baba,
you Why can't you trust your heavenly Father?
Ta ba ngbekele baba aye be. Ki lo wa de ti awa le gbekele baba wa ti nbe lorun be.
If our children can trust us like that.
Ti awon mo wa ba le gbekele wa be yen.
Your child can tell you, Daddy, I want to go to Lee City University or Covenant. He won't even ask, Daddy, how much is your income per month, per year? That is not his own concern.
Oh, my little boy, I won't fail. Lee way job, Lee City. Tabi Covenant, I won't fail. Koni bere baba, elo le tiyamba losu na. Bo ni se elo wote Lee.
He won't ask you.
Koni bere lo.
He believes your responsibility.
Oh, baba, baba, he let
you have. And he know that you have to do it.
He dey
let
you share.
And we tell you, you be able to do it.
Oh, so kwe, baba, e kwa doshe o.
Why can't you trust God the same way? You need that simple faith. You need that simple faith. That is what you need. That is what I need. Oh, in the message, Patmos Vision,
Brother
Bam said, when two omnipotent meet, there's a something that is going to take place. When two omnipotent meet, something great is going to take place. You are omnipotent. God is omnipotent. If two of you can come together, whatever you say and you believe it, and it shall be like that. Oh,
God.
It shall be like that. No wonder Jesus said, your name have been written on the palm of my hand. They say, nothing mother can forget a suckling baby. They say, but as for me, I can never forget you. I can never forget you. I know your need. And Paul Apostle said, I know that my God will supply your need according to riches in glory by Jesus Christ. But Abam said, I will never give you your wants. He will not give you your wants. I will supply your need. But Abam said, there's nothing I ever asked God in my life that God never give it to me. As if he didn't give me, he will tell me why. Men and brethren, we need to develop that intimate relationship. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory shall all await. You don't need to doubt it. Trust and obey.
It was like born.
For there's no any other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. Brother, trust him. Sister, trust him. Mama, trust him. Young people, trust him. Young girl, trust him. But the Bible says, if you need a new job, I said, trust him. He will give it to you. You need a new car, I said, trust him. Let me tell you something. Gone are those days. When we buy car, I will say you are
backslidden.
How much time you say who? No, it's true.
What on you?
It's true.
Oh, Tony.
You need it.
Only Lore.
If you need it,
God
will make a way. He will provide for you. Especially those of you that you are living in a big city. Before you have to get to your home, like three vehicles. Can you see, Pastor? They want every one of you to Accra in Lagos. Oh, maybe I should read the quote. I'm running out of time. But I must say, even if you need new furniture, am I right? New furniture. So if you pray for it, it's not a sin. There are some houses now. The furniture is inside the house. If you put gold from America on it, they will run away. and some untrained children. This is how they will be jumping. Mommy is also careless. You just put that. A baby that doesn't know anything. No pampers, no Macintosh. Put that there. And one visitor comes. We don't know we are coming. Sorry, sir. It is your children.
Who are children that are not well trained?
It is your children. Everywhere will be smelling. And you want the angel of the Lord to come to that place? The angel of the Lord in that place. Sister, do you know the angel of the Lord can come to your kitchen? Put it in order. Even this time you are cooking. Anytime you go to the market, you bought it. And you are cooking. Thank God. And thank God. It's your duty. Before this one finishes, provide another man for your son. So that I, your daughter, the wife of your son, can get something cooked to give to the family. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Should I read the quota as you go on?
Taking cat holy so I became my law.
Believe, yes. Thy house, 61. Thy house. Paragraph
109.
Okay, God bless you, brother. And so now you understand what I mean. It is by faith we do everything. Believe on the Lord. Believe on the Lord for a job.
Amen.
I met a brother a few years ago. I went to that place to go and preach. And after the preaching, he met me. He studied accountancy. He said, please, pastor, pray for me. I want to work in CBN.
CBN, ebi tin te owo Nigeria mo ti fe mo sise.
Remember saying as small your objective and motive is light.
Arakunrin ba so npe niwon igba ti pe erongba re ati lepa re o tona.
I said, brother, do you believe it?
You believe God?
He said, yes, you believe it. I said, we don't need to pray. In the name of the Lord, I gave it to you. One time he sent me, I think he had call cards. I think 5,000 or 10,000. I said, wow. I said, brother, what happened? He said, he got a job in this, one of this new generation bank. I said, you are on your way.
Continue.
Don't lower your sights. Don't lower your sights. Continue working on it. Brother, you will get there.
Amen.
While we were coming yesterday, a policeman stop us. He said, we should pass. Leave the road very well. Leave the road. They want to check your document. I get out of the road. He asked one junior officer to come and meet me. That one said, good morning, sir. He stole my Bible in the front of the car. He said, what do you pray for us? I said, we are going to convention. I have prayer. He said, I need it. He removed his cap. I said, which one do you want? Commissioner of Police or IG? He said, Daddy, he said, the IG is better.
Oh, I don't say IG, go better.
I said, the Lord live it. I said, go and go and write the date of today. And the Lord liveth. You want to check my document to see there's a fault. But instead of checking the document, you have respect for God. I say, and the Lord liveth. I decree that one day you become an IG of this nation. A pound on his head.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
The superior officer that sent him. That one has already another vehicle. Yes, talking about that to get 100 naira.
Oh, yeah, if you want the 100 naira, kill a jeku.
But Abam says that creative power is in us.
Oh, one in Uwa.
Okay. Let's finish this one. As I believe on the Lord, to us, give you the wire that you should have. Believe on the Lord to give you the husband that you should marry. Believe on the Lord to send you some new
Okay.
In the message,
you know,
ever present water from the rock.
Say, oh, me, I want to go to the water.
But the Bam says, he said there's a power in you to create a new heart and a new heaven. To create a private life for yourself to be living in. Except for this power is controlling by a law. And he said this law is not a bunch of commandments. It's not a bunch of commandments. He said it is law of faith. As big as your faith is. That is how your power is. But I must say, we don't pray that God should give us power. The power is already in us. God should quicken it.
Okay.
I have to round up now. Brothers and sisters, Papa and Mama,
Baba and you, Baba, ati ya mi nuluwa.
The scripture says, "For our heart condemns us not." We have confidence towards God.
Awa ni igboya si
Olorun. Whatever we ask,
ife onko ti a ba bere lowo re.
He will
se fun wa.
And Brother Bam says, if our heart condemns us,
you
say our heart is not greater than God.
Oni okan wa ko to Olorun, okan wa kere si okan Olorun.
And the Bible says, as your soul prospereth, and in good health, he wants your body to be prosper. Some are stingy to themselves. Let me tell you.
Yes, of all.
Your labor under the sun, it is only those things that you heard out of it is your own. You want to wear good clothes, but no good body. And when you put it on, you look like a scarecrow. There's some age you can do it and nothing will happen. But when you get to some something age, you can't do it. Pastor used to tell me many years ago. He said, if I preach the way you preach and I don't eat, he said, I will collapse. I can't forget that statement. Now I begin to understand.
Yeah, that is so for one.
I begin to understand. Before I can drink Gary, in the morning I can drink it, I go my way, I can trek, I can do anything. One day, I didn't eat good food. I don't need to tell you what I ate. I went to church, I preach. Before I get home, headache, nose block. My leg almost become my hand. I can't use ordinary water. I use hot water to bath.
I said,
God, that mercy upon me. Many of you, you don't realize that your ministers, they need good clothes. They need good food. Balanced diet. What you give to them is balanced diet of Satan. Balanced diet of Satan. Instead of balanced diet of good nutrition. Pastor.
Hello, Pastor.
Come and see what Brother Soso is doing. Come and see what Sister Soso is doing. Many of you know after confession is to go and settle disputes. I don't sit down and settle dispute anymore. We settle it from the pulpit. The one on the pulpit is more easier for me than the one we sit down. Sometimes it almost turns to a physical battle. Argue with one another. Between two believers, something we miss. We need God's mercy. I'm landing up.
I think I said wasule.
Last year, I invited somebody to this convention. It was my neighbor. She came to me.
Oh,
a very young lady. And she told me.
Oh, as of pastor.
Our condition. Our state of health. Sometimes they told me we shoot out as if it is pregnant. But it was fibroids. And sometimes it will come down. I told her. I said, there's nothing that I know than prayer. I started joining us in prayer. There's a place I used to go every Tuesday. I and my wife. We will go and pray. She joined us. And we started doing this prayer together. When it was time for convention, we have been telling her before, she says she's going to go. She will go. Fiji will come and join us in our house. It's just a road. We are living within the same estate. It's just a road that divides our house and our own house. Every Friday, we are having Fiji at home. She will come and join us. Then when it is time for convention, he told her.
I was often.
She said we go. Close to the time. She says she's not going again. I don't want to be arguing with her. I have to leave her alone. I don't know when the husband took it up. The husband said, if you don't go to that convention, you will leave this house. The husband himself doesn't join that video. He doesn't come home. And we came to the confession together. Even I remember last year, there was a burial I need to attend. So, at the first, second meeting, I was not around. And she was here with all the children of the husband and my wife. And they were bringing her to church. Morning devotion. After the convention, we went home. That the same day, not up to 2 hours, she just busted into my house.
Say, Daddy,
come and say something. There's a baby in the womb.
Hallelujah.
I said the Lord has done it.
Amen.
Continue marching on. Continue in that prayer. Is there somebody that still paint
her
lips?
Pierce
her nose.
I
had to tell her that when you are coming to my house, don't wear short knicker again. If you wear short knicker, put on a bow on it. Because God has given me opportunity to talk. Like a child play. The tummy was going out. He became a talk of the town within the estate. Pastor did the oil for her. Pastor give her water. Pastor do this. Pastor do that.
Pastor,
I say, if it is true that I have anointing oil that can turn a fibro to a baby, I should be a
multimillionaire
now. But God will vindicate the truth. God will vindicate his word. People started talking. It's not a baby. It's fibroid. It's a baby. It's fibroid. It's a baby. I said whatever they are saying. It's just a noise of the market. Pay attention to what you go and do in the market. So that somebody will not carry your goods. Finally, the day to deliver came.
I said, what's
it? It was in the night. I have to carry her inside the car. Even the husband has left her in our hand. The husband doesn't even bother anymore. They came and wake us. I wake up my wife. And we're leaving an expressway on the way to Benin. I'm rubber on the road. We have to stay. He was laboring inside the car. I said, God, what am I going to do? I enter one way. I said, God, we are in your hands. We are going to the next town. That is the hospital that we are registered. And that was how God saw us through. It was Sunday morning, around 1 a.m. Drop her there. Wait around 5. Nothing happened. I come home. Yes, prepare for the service. I told them in the church. Because that time he has been following us to church. I said we had to pray for her. By the time we finish service, we got there. She was still laboring. God. What are we going to do? Till late in the night. I think around 2 a.m. on Monday. My wife just gave me a call. Say, praise God.
Praise
God. He had delivered a baby. It was a fancy baby boy. That boy is going to 2 years now. What about you?
He won't call Tirenko.
What about you?
Tirenko.
Hi, that is standing before you. I'm a bunch of testimonies. I know that God is real. And this message is real. By the training that God has given to me, there's no town, no state, anywhere in the world that I cannot live by the power of God in me. Few years ago,
And I had
an encounter with demons. It was the prayer meeting of Tuesday. We organized it for some sister because of their business.
Always come around.
I started praying for them. Roman said, when people begin to pray, he said, God will
answer.
But when you are praying without faith, it's useless. That day, I was in a hurry. Because we were a little bit late. As we are going, just to enter the building, something told me, this is Bible before me. What I'm telling you, I will say it again on the day of judgment. Something said there's a something set here for you, a trap.
What is Dan Kanle for Jesus me? What is dead?
The scripture just rolled onto my mind. No weapon.
If you go see who is Jacob,
fashion
a Jesus.
Surprise man. I just move up.
What does you
do? 1, 2, 3. The next time, something just
rocked
this
man.
It was like an insect. That black insect. Stink me. But because of the prayer meeting that I'm going for, already late. I just look at
that.
I just pressed the
time.
I didn't even pay attention. I wore long sleeve like this.
Because
God there we pray. It was fasting and prayer. Thank God people have been talking about it.
Sometimes
you see somebody that is fasting and pray, you'll be making jest of it. You are making jest of your life. Jesus Christ says there are some demons that could not go out
except
by fasting and prayer. We finished the prayer meeting. Then I and myself, we had our food. Right in that place. Then there was a little business we were doing that time. We used to buy cartons. Yes, very, somebody introduced it to me. I have a scale. Bola scale. Elomi no wa ko ti oni tumo ni o mo se
some of us will do something like this
all the time run
alako we the
time Olorun je ki pata e ko je tan loju titi
ebi o kilo fun e. May God not allow your suit to wear out in the name of looking for a white collar job.
You see the suit
bata,
how many years you have been using
it? Odumelo lo tin lo bata.
Yes,
bata e ti o God ni bata nso.
Your suit got bone. You didn't get bone. Oh, your suit he gave you bone.
Bata o ni ese re o wo sugbon baba ese lo wo bata o wo bata wo ese wo.
This one do it. Say God saw me that I should not do it. If I do it, I will die. Don't you know that hunger will kill you faster? After the service, we go around. We bought cattle here and there. I was loading inside myself and my wife. We go offload it. My last born was still in secondary school then. By the time he finished, he joined us.
Banding
together, offloading. When we finished, we went back home. By the time we got home, I was to remove my dress. I found out that something like a boy is on this spot. I take my bath in the morning. I use sponge to rub the whole body. I didn't feel anything. How come? I carry a mirror. I look at it. Men and brethren. It was like a boy. All the surrounding reddish. I look at it, I say, in the morning, I didn't feel this. And even drove around the town, I didn't feel it with all the messages. I didn't feel it. I say, I call my son. I said, press it for me. He doesn't want to press it for me. I said, don't look at me. I said, press it. There's a pulse inside this thing. By the time he pressed it, he said, that is something common. I said, what is it? He fell down. By the time I pick it up, it was a maggot. Life maggot. Life maggot. If not God's grace, maybe they will amputate
this hand.
And the entire body, in fact, a leper will look better. If God be with us, no demons, no power, no principality. You don't need to fear anything. But I must say, perfect faith.
You're
the master of all circumstances.
They
say love and faith. They are relations. Men and brethren, I thank God for the place that where He placed me. I thank God for the experience. How many are we going to say? That's the reason I believe that God is going to perfect the head of pastor.
Amen.
Pastor, God is with you. Don't be discouraged, sir.
Amen.
Don't be discouraged. We are all looking at you.
Amen.
You preach to us. You preach to us. You show us the way. You have been living the life. You didn't lose anything. The Lord is on your side. The Bible says, David, when he ran away because of the threatening of Saul, he ran to the land of Philistine. The Bible says, the enemy came, they invaded the land. They carried their wives away, carried their children away, carried their livestock away. When David came, the Bible says he encouraged himself. The Bible says the people that followed him, they almost stoned him because of the anguish of their wife and their children. He encouraged himself. He said, bring me effort. Should I follow them? Should I run after them? Should I overtake them? Should I recover home? And God says so. Tonight I'm telling you, sir, you have won the battle. You have won the battle. You have fought the battle. You have won the battle. Satan can never defeat you. If you lose this courage, sir, if you lose this courage, you are discouraged just of all that are following you. Look at Abraham. When he went to rescue Lot, he didn't ask God, should I follow? Should I pursue? No effort, nothing.
He
just determined. The Bible says, servant that was born in his own house, 318. But the man said, they were not trained men. They said, their knives and their cutlasses are old work, rusted. But he followed them. He recovered them. He came back. Brothers,
Baba,
my GOC, I am not big enough, I am not old enough to preach to you. But tonight, I am your head to see.
Mo je igbakeji amugbalegbe yin.
You have to be awake. You must address us before you leave this place. The Bible says, when Absalom died, Joab came back home. A man has run. A man ran to David to deliver the message.
David
was crying.
David was crying.
He was crying. Absalom, my son. Joab looked at him.
Joab, why would David?
Said that means that you service Absalom more than all of us. He said, if you don't stand up now and address these people before the night comes, you won't see a single person following
you.
I love David. What is the difference between Saul and
David?
David was a prayer warrior.
David,
he knew how to see the face of God. He knew the work of reconciliation.
Oh, ma,
he had a perfect understanding. But
Saul,
he sinned upon sin. And finally, he landed in Endor to go and seek from the
witch.
Sir, you are the David. The Lord has been with you.
Amen.
You don't lose anything. I'm sorry to be preaching to you, but I think I feel like to do that.
Job
lost 10 sons, 10 children, 7 sons and 3 daughters a day. The Bible didn't tell us maybe he had grandchildren as at that time. But the Bible told us everything that was taken away from
Job
was restored to him in double and send the children. God gave him again 7 sons, 3 daughters. No multiplication in soul. 7 sons, 3 daughters. And the Bible says, he saw his great grandchildren. He doesn't cause God anything to prolong your life. To prolong your
life.
He didn't cause him anything. It will just make you look younger. The gray hair may not be removed. But you'll be energetic. Your great grandchildren.
Look.
That is the scripture that used to encourage me. His time I'm praying for you. That those children, that you will see their great grandchildren. He didn't cause God anything. Stand up. Thank God by his word. Don't look at the situation.
Amen.
Don't look at your condition. Don't look at what somebody is saying. I don't care what somebody is saying. That is what God said that matter. Oh, brother. Oh, sister, don't look at what somebody is saying. We depend on the words of God.
Amen.
And we shall prevail. Baba, your dear Baba Lola, God bless you, sir. I've never heard of him all my years in the message behind the pulpit talking about pastor anywhere.
No.
God bless you, sir. I said, God bless you, sir. I must have my prayer point for him. That car that is using, I don't like it. There are some people half list. People that I will buy car for before the rapture come. You say, preacher, how are you going to do it? How many are your congregation? That is your own problem. Did I tell you that my God is dead?
Say most of all, follow me, Kuni.
That's the reason when I get to somebody's church, I don't run after rich men. Because it is no secret. What our God is going to do, what he has done for others, he will do for you. I don't run after them. Yes, sir.
Benny.
I have young people in my church. I encourage them. I pray for them. And God is lifting them up. He's raising them higher and higher. Every day, I know that we get to that place. When and how, I can't say. But I'm also praying that God let me witness it. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Is the same.
O je okan na lana.
Yesterday.
Lana.
Today.
Loni.
And forever.
Ati titi aye raye.
When Abraham preached, stature of a perfect man.
Ngba ti arakunrin Abraham wa su nipa iri okunrin pipe ni.
He laid the foundation by faith. Before the opening of the sea. When after the opening of the sea, he came up again with another message. Masterpiece. And he laid with
faith.
He laid foundation with faith. He said,
Abraham,
Isaac, love,
Jacob,
Jacob, grace,
Jacob,
and Joseph, perfection. Without faith, you can't do nothing. I have list of people that I'm praying for about the fruit of wombs. Around March,
we
want a Barapa area for outreach. I was in my hotel room. I was just thinking about the people. Then after that, I just carried my phone to check my Facebook. And what I saw surprised me. I saw a woman about 70 years gave birth to a baby. That strengthened me again.
Amen.
That strengthened me again. Not a believer. About
70
years. I said, truly, what God cannot do does not exist. But we must be like Hester. Don't be like other young girls. Varsity was rejected because she refused to obey the king. And they had to sort for virgins. They should come to the palace every day. Each one of them should appear before the king. And they put them in cares of chamberlains. And that chamberlains, those guys, whatever they ask, he will give it to them. High issue.
But I bring that.
Next
year,
tiny one. But now Satan promoted it, that become a
beat.
Like the one like a shift
fancy.
Oh,
you
and when they appear before the king, the king didn't see the quality. Just leave with them and put them in the palace. That person cannot appear before the king again, except the king called for her. But when it was the turn of Esther,
told
the chamberlains, you are the one that know the king. You know his attitude. You know what he likes. You know what he dislikes. You know the way he wants me to do. Just do it. The way you know is going to please the king.
Yo,
Oba,
Benny, say, call me king.
Chamberlain dresser.
He will follow our wallet.
Dresser.
Omura fun.
Normal shoe.
A batatu ye go wall. He's a batagbing.
No skirt.
Yes, yes, you could do a so bonfo. Yeri bonfo.
No baby face. Eyelashes.
Baby face.
Lipsticks.
Kosipe on fan oju kuro.
Short skirt.
Ko wo skirt ti o bole.
Eye issue.
Abi batagbing akan ni lese.
Yes.
Then.
Be walking like somebody that has visited physiotherapy before. And it's not yet fully recovered.
He
dressed Esther.
Oh, wow.
Esther
said,
are you satisfied?
So did you say,
Chamberlain will also look at
you.
Say yes.
Yeah,
it's okay. He said, you know, you can go and
you are just over.
As soon as Esther appeared.
The Esther said, you are not your baby.
Wow.
Wow.
The king said, what?
I was like, Akinla.
What a beautiful young girl.
I don't want you.
No. I need this one.
Really,
you will be the queen.
He walk gone. He will
be and carry a crown.
Oh, I
and put on my
hands. Oh, I feel
who is the Chamberlain today?
Danny, we follow Omolo.
Malachi 4:5-6.
Malachi,
Luke 17:30.
You believe that? No question. Go on.
Revelation 10:1-7.
You believe that? Why is it?
Brothers, if you can be obedient to that word,
say it about the balance or no.
I will meet you in the morning. We will meet in the morning. Rapture is sure. Success is sure.
But
the Bible that the prophet promised us is sure. Shalom to the bride. I said shalom to the bride. God bless your soul. God bless your home. You will never come in vain. You will go back home with abundance of blessings. No weapon fashioned against you shall be prospered in the name of Jesus Christ. Anywhere you go, you will receive the favor of God. Just like Joseph of old, all your blessings will abound with you. They will be permanent in your life. God will bless your children. God will bless your local assembly. God will bless your pastor. God will bless your minister. God will bless your business. God will bless your secular job. You will come back next year with a bullet of testimony that truly the Lord has done it.
When we walk in the light, the light of this world, what a glory is on our way, on our way. Oh yes, lost just a door.
What do you need to do? Say it louder. Oh yeah, Father's glory. To be apparent. Lord Jesus, what else can we say again? Thank you because over 2,000 years ago, as an high priest that can be touched by the feelings of our infirmity, you have entered into the holiest place. Not with the blood of an animal that couldn't divorce him, but with your own blood. You are the sacrifice, and you are the one that offered the sacrifice. You offer yourself on our behalf. There's nothing that can stop our perfection. Nothing is going to stop our success. Father, I lift all these people before you. Let your hands of mercy continue to be upon them.
Amen.
Let it continue to be upon their homes.
Amen.
Let it continue to be upon their businesses.
Amen.
Let it continue to be upon their secular job.
Amen.
The Bible says promotion never comes from east or west. You only come from you. Everything that they are entitled to,
May you come and grant it unto them, Father.
Amen.
Bless them, eternal Father.
Amen.
Bless their home.
Amen.
Bless their going out.
Amen.
Bless them in the morning.
Amen.
Bless them in the evening.
Amen.
Bless them in the night.
Amen.
Bless their going out.
Amen.
Bless their coming in.
Amen.
Everything contrary in their life, may your grace tear them out of the way.
Amen.
Grace to live for you. Grace to stand for you.
Amen.
Let it be the apostle in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He that will tarry, Lord, in your coming. And you give them opportunity to come next year.
Amen.
May you give every one of them testimony.
Amen.
Every request, supplication, needs, and desire that they have tender, may you turn that to testimony, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, eternal Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Every womb that have been touched, may they receive life in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You that answer the prayer of Sarah, or answer the prayer of Abraham on behalf of Sarah. You are the one that answered the prayer of Isaac on behalf of Rebecca. You are the one that answered the prayer of Hannah in Shiloh. I lift all these people before you because you said in your way there will never be a barren in your house.
Amen.
Father, may you come and take their sorrows away.
Amen.
Fill them with abundance of joy.
Amen.
The same way, Lord, you're gladdening the heart of Hannah. You're gladdening the heart of wife of Manuel, the mother of Samson. You're gladdening the heart of Russia. Father, may you come and gladden their heart.
Amen.
Whatever it may be that have been standing on a obstacle, may they be removed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, eternal Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be to your holy name.
Hallelujah.
I commit all these young people to your hands. Many of them want to live a godly life, but the enemy is fighting them back. Oh, the Bible says, whosoever the Son of God has set free is free indeed.
Amen.
And for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested.
Amen.
To destroy the works of the enemy.
Amen.
Every spirit of pornography,
oh,
every spirit of worldliness, I condemn it in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Go forth and may prosper.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Those of you that are trusting God for husband, for wife,
oh,
may Almighty God lead you to one another.
Amen.
May the blessing of Abraham, the blessing of Isaac, the blessing of Israel, may be your portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Bless our host pastors.
Amen.
Bless the associates.
Amen.
Bless all these your servants.
Amen.
May the labor of love never be in vain.
Amen.
May you rejoice their heart, O Lord.
Amen.
May you gladden their heart, O Father.
Amen.
May they never go to the grave with a gray hair in sorrow, Lord.
Amen.
Raise them up, eternal Father.
Amen.
Encourage them, King of glory.
Amen.
Give them the fruit of the kingdom.
Amen.
Thank you, eternal Father. Bless, serve it your holy name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. You can do better than that. Put your hands together. Say the devil, brother. Tell him that you are in victory. You have got the victory, it belongs to you.
Amen.
Nothing can take it away.
Amen.
You must go on with it. Go
on
and testify.
Go
look at your situations. Trust and hope in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Anami
soro. Asewo. Oni mi soro. Asewo. Odaju ola mi asoro.
My yesterday spoke. My today is speaking.
I say, oh, that you allow me. I saw
is going to speak.
I say,
I'm not afraid of the dark. bless you. You can please be seated for a while. We are grateful unto the Lord for another refreshing time in His presence. And we appreciate the preacher. We trust the Lord will grant all the desires of His heart. I can imagine the list of people He has for new vehicles. For your information, I was his best man at his wedding. So I already saw my name on the list. God bless you, preacher. Shalom, shalom.
Amen.
The Lord bless you. Yeah, he came me this morning.
Well, I know
and God has been very gracious. He really did not know too that the pastor spoke to us yesterday.
The pastor spoke
to the brethren yesterday. Yeah, so and if he feel led, he has already addressed us. And we in the home church can testify that the prayers we have been praying has been answered. Because there have been quite a lot of improvement since the sickness started. It keep improving. Yes. And God will take all the glory to Himself.
Amen.
Because He doesn't have an abandoned project. God bless you richly. I still have greetings from Pastor Gideon Oyekunle of
Igbeti.
He sent his greetings and his support to the convention. Evangelist Timothy Ashong also sent his greetings. He's in U.S. at the moment and he sent the greetings to the
president.
And one person has responded to the announcement we made in the morning. The Lord bless the person.
I didn't know
how much the person, but I was told the hospital bill. Okay. I was told he said 10K. That's wonderful. The Lord bless the brother or sister. Yeah, I was told that the bill itself is about
200,000.
But the Lord will take care of it somehow. The Lord bless you all. We announced in the morning that I have information to say that the Lord has taken care of the rest of the bill.
Amen.
Right. Yeah, a minister said, but promise much for the ministers. I wanted to ask the rest ministers in the audience to use this door because this is where the moth was being passed out. But because we are pressing for, because of the misbehavior of light and things, I think I forgot that announcement. So those who did not take the morning, they are here. I don't know if Brother Joshua Adeleke is within reach. You may still collect from him tonight. Because we still have another one for tomorrow.
Joshua
Joshua Adeleke.
He's
in church. Yeah, because I've drank my own today.
They're
waiting for the one of tomorrow. God's pioneer our life. So after the service in the morning tomorrow, that's the morning service that will end around
12:30 to 1.
So all the ministers that may be in the audience, you please use this door as the exit
for
that time. That's where the mouth will be shared. And
the
piece of cake that somebody baked for the ministers. Right. There is a phone that was misplaced. It's not an Android phone.
It's an
ordinary phone. if you find a phone that is not yours, you just give it to one of the officers. They will hand it over to one of the officers of the local church. Because the owner is one of our members in the host church. God bless you. The people doing security work, they see repeated their announcements that we should keep our children away from air conditioned compressors. The compressors at the back of the building. And we should mind our driving in this environment. And we should keep away from the swimming pool. After dinner, we should go and sleep. They that walk, the Bible says, they walk during the day. If you walk during the day, you will not stumble. But night, you
want to
is for creatures of darkness. So when you are through with legitimate things, check into your rooms. God bless you. And try to watch over your valuables.
Alright.
Somebody sent prayer request to be handled tomorrow morning. God bless you. The devotion tomorrow remains 6:00 to 7:00. And the morning service
is your world.
It's 9:30. I was trying to look for Brother Woman. He stepped out. Because last 2 years or whatever, there used to be a little alteration, but I've not gotten such information as at now.
But
if there is a little adjustment to the morning service, you will be informed during the morning devotion tomorrow. But if they are not having any program like they used to have on Sundays, then we will have our normal time from
9:30.
Shall we rise? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
amen.
The love of God,
amen.
the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Rest and abide with every one of us.
Amen.
Now and until his coming.
Amen.
God bless you. We are able to go up and tear down.